it has to be refilled with divine virtues, emotions, and love your soul feelings. In this state, in the presence of the Satsangat, in place of emptiness, the beauteous and infinite tune of the divine word, the divine music from which divine bliss springs forth, can be heard. In this way, intuitional knowledge of the word can be discovered, in whatever element the Shabad points at that can be experienced. On the other hand, the joyless, thoughtless state can only exist in a physical meditative state. In the awakened state, this thoughtless state has no meaning and brings no benefits. It is generally argued that we remember God in our heart. What is the use of putting on a show by uttering with the mouth? But according to Gurbani, doing Simran with the tongue, that is repeating, it is a must. It is mandatory. With your tongue, utter God, God, God's name. He obtains the mint of millions of charities and ablutions and of various purifications and pieties, says Nanak. Who with his tongue utters God's name, all his sins are washed off. By uttering it with the tongue, the sins are washed off. My God, my tongue sings your praise and sins committed by me are washed off. The tongue which utters not the name ought to be cut bit by bit. When a man forgets his Lord, the King, he declines day by day. I deliberate over the Guru's word within my mind. With my tongue, I utter the name of the Lord of the woods. O my tongue, sing your Lord's praise. Abandon all other relishes. Sublime is the savor of Lord's name. By whose kindness you abide in comfort with the family, repeat his name with your tongue for 8 watches. O my soul, with your mouth, utter the Lord's name. In reality, we make a lot of inquiries about Simran, do a lot of research to become knowledgeable. We participate in much intellectual activity. But in the practical sense, we do not do Simran. This inquiry or research is done purely to participate in intellectual discourses, to do preaching, to appear virtuous, to pander to one's ego, to experience mental entertainment. In practice, the thought or enthusiasm of doing Simran is purely superficial. This thought takes flight at the slightest obstacle or excuses. All the men utter God's name, but by such utterance, man becomes not one with the Lord. Kabir, there is a difference in worshipping Ram. There is a point worthy of consideration. The same word everyone uses for Dasrath's son, and the same word for the wondrous Lord. Hardly anyone is your slave, O Lord. Forsaking lust, wrath, avarice, and worldly attachment, he sees the Lord's feet. A Guru Sikh accepts the teachings of the Guru and is able to bear the unbearable. Rare are those people who can worship thus. That is why, in Gurbani, doing Simran is regarded as a very difficult task to repeat the true name, being engaged in an almost joyless task. But in the lofty and pure sublime aura of the spiritual retreat, in the form of the satsangat, the process of simran becomes simple and natural. For this reason, the falling council meet the satsangat and repeat only the nam that has been given to us by Satguru. Join the society of saints and contemplate on the Lord of wealth. Thus, from a sinner, you shall be holy. At every breath, I remember my Lord, and I ever abide in the society of saints. God's name is my sole support and wealth. From it alone, Nanak obtains delight. Remember the true Lord, O brother. In the saint society, man obtains lasting peace and forgets not the Lord forever. Lord's meditation is obtained in the saint society. All the wealth, O Nanak, are in God's love. O saints, meditate on Lord God, the world cherisher. Meeting with the saint society, remember the Lord's name, that your effort bears fruits.